Welcome to episode 273, Music from A to Z. Bunch of things. I lost a tooth. My tooth got extracted on Wednesday. It's not my wisdom tooth. It's one of the tooth I used to chew. I mean, you use it to chew stuff. Anyways, point was I had a root canal done months ago, and then there was a root canal done, and it was supposed to be fixed. It's supposed to fix it, but then a crack happened, and there was a crack in the tooth, and then, all sorts of drama with the tooth, and it got extracted. So now I'm recovering from my tooth extraction, and recently, so that's tooth side of the story. That's the tooth story. And the other thing I've been doing is I've been listening to Stephen Larson. I don't know whether I've mentioned Stephen Larson, but Stephen Larson is this amazing marketer and expert, like funnel expert, sales funnel expert. He has this amazing podcast called Sales Funnel Radio. So if you're into marketing and business and that kind of thing, check out Stephen Larson, Sales Funnel Radio, SFR. Amazing podcast, especially as it gets towards the middle and the end. I actually start listening to the middle episodes, and then I'm starting to listen from episode one again. I'm trying to binge actually listen to every single episode. Stephen is that good. And he said a bunch of things that were interesting. There was two episodes that talked about all the things, his failures, learning from his failures. And he's done so many things that didn't work. And I think when I listen to some marketers or some business people, sometimes they don't go into detail the amount of times they fail, because a lot of marketers I hear their failures. They tell the stories, they used to do this, it didn't work, they did that, it didn't work. But, it's kind of used as an anecdotal, it's basically used as sales copy to kind of sell the product, which is fine, because that's kind of interesting. But I like Stephen because he just tells it as it is in the podcast, especially in the podcast. It's just so honest, and it's very, very endearing, and it's just super inspiring. Just, the amount of times he's failed. And, I believe failure is feedback, because failure just tells you things that didn't work. And, as long as you don't quit, you keep going on, you figure out what works, and sometimes it takes you 1 month, sometimes it takes you 13 years, and I just remember, as I was listening to Stephen's podcast, I remember that some of the earliest websites I've done, I did a Zanga blog back in the day. This is 2002, 2003, maybe, something like that, and I continued to have that for years. And I also had several Blogspot websites, and at that time, why did I have Blogspot websites? Well, I wanted to document my educational material, things I was studying, things I was learning, things I was teaching, guitar stuff online. And so one of the first ones I had was about guitar harmony, and not that many people read that, but I did one particular one, which was a chord a day. It was originally at accordaday.com, and it got covered by some US newspaper, actually, because I posted a new chord every day. I don't know whether I want to continue that. I think it might even gain more traction now than before. I think I would have a better idea how to do it now than I did before. So maybe I might reignite that at some point. That's a lot of dedication, though. It's a chord every single day. So we'll see what I want to do that, but we'll see. But anyway, point was, it's not about that particular blog or anything. It's just the fact that I did a lot of things that didn't work. And when I listened to Stephen, I was like, wow, shit, man. It's like, he's had a lot of failures. But he learned from each of those things, and he figured things out, what was lacking. And it's another thing that was interesting was, I think in episode one, he talked about when he stopped reading and he started using things, or implementing, basically, that's when he learned a lot. Which is interesting, because sometimes we use reading as procrastination. but sometimes people don't read at all. So all these things are, I think there's a time and place for everything. If you don't read, you don't learn new things. But if you only, all you do is read and you don't implement, you don't learn anything. So there, perfectionism stops us from, perfectionism can be used as an excuse and a disguise for procrastination. But just implementing without feedback can be quite bad as well. So it's all about the right time and place for everything. Anyway, point is, I am a fan of Stephen Larson's work. I think he is a brilliant, brilliant mind and a great inspiration. So if, like I said, if you're into marketing and funnels and offers and all that kind of good stuff, Stephen Larson is your man. So he is amazing, inspiring. So thanks, Stephen. I just love your work, and I'm going to binge listen to your podcast slowly and gradually. Thank you, Stephen Larson.